Find your voice. What's your unique, original voice? Don't try to be somebody else. Just figure out. And even if your voice is, I'm trying to find my voice, that's an interesting point of view.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right. So what do we want to talk about today?
I think as we've started this podcast, I've watched your own evolution around content.
Okay.
And the specific thing I've seen is that you've gotten really good at creating content and reusing it.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of other people can kind of get a lot of value from understanding what you're actually doing, right? So first, let's just talk about what are you actually doing to create so much content? Because you've got video, we've got this podcast, we've got a blog on this podcast, we've got the video, the daily motivation stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have the blog on closed.io, and you probably have a bunch of other stuff I don't know about.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, and I was talking about this with a founder just yesterday. So
I didn't know that. So that's great.
Yeah. I was just thinking if I can mention his name, because the company is kind of up and coming, but I won't.
Don't mention
Anyways,
it. Yeah.
So here's the evolution of our content up to this point. And we're still struggling. Yeah. There's lots of challenges. Not like I feel like we've figured everything out or we're like great, but So I think number one and foundationally really important is that we do almost exclusively evergreen content, right?
Can you describe what evergreen content is?
Evergreen content means content that is in its optimal way timeless. So it doesn't matter if you read it today or if you read it 3 years from now, it still has the same value. So it's not news related, it's not super like trendy or fashion related. If there's a lot of like slang or things that are cool right now, it's not that.
Yep.
It's something that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, somebody should still be able to read and learn a shit ton from.
Got it. So it's not like a TechCrunch post.
It's more educational,
yeah. More timeless.
Yes.
We actually at Kissmetrics, and we do this at most of the blogs now, is we don't include dates on the posts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because
yeah.
of the idea that it's evergreen, it shouldn't matter when it was written.
Yeah.
It's not just to deceive anybody or anything. It's literally to get us in the mindset that we have to write content that lasts a long time.
Yeah, I love that. And it's not like these like top 10 lists of people. It's not that you go out there and you grab a bunch of stuff and you put it together and you make nice images where now it might be cool, but do you really know 5 years from now how many links of these will work?
So it's not BuzzFeed style content either.
No.
Okay.
So really in-depth, really tactical, strategic stuff that should be timeless.
Does that mean it's long?
Not always, no.
Okay.
No. Evergreen doesn't mean really that it's long, just that it's timeless.
Okay.
Really. And original. In an ideal world.
Okay.
For us, that's the only content we're good at. So that we have a point of view when it comes to sales. We have a strong point of view when it comes to business in general. So we just talk from that point of view. And we have a unique perspective because of the things we did. Like in the way we were running the outsourced sales development department, working and helping all these different startups. We learned so much about sales that we created or we've evolved into a pretty strong but very unique point of view.
Got it. So you're good at what you do and you have a point of view about it.
Yes. And okay. we're good about teaching others about that stuff. So the reason why I'm highlighting this is because I was talking to another founder last week that was telling me he just launched his product. It's a good product. It's like a sales email productivity product, as there are many out there that are pretty hot right now. He did something very similar, copy and pasted a lot of the things that are out there today that are venture funded. And UI-wise, UX-wise, it's a decent product. He's somewhere in Eastern Europe. And I was like, all right, the product is good. There's a demand for it. There's lots of companies that are doing well in this space. But how are you going to get, like, what's the distribution idea?
Yeah.
How are you going to, like, get people to know that you exist?
How are you going to get customers?
And he was like, well, Steli, I really love your blog. And he was saying it with a much stronger accent and much less enthusiasm than I.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I really like the closeout blog. So I thought I'm going to start doing videos teaching people about sales emails.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, can you like give me a 1 minute version of this right now on the phone? Like, what would you tell people? And not to put him down, but it was horrible. Like, you could just tell, maybe it was because I was the person, but I didn't get the sense that he's like a super, you know.
He's not you. He can't talk like he's on video.
Yeah, he's not. Video is probably not the right format for him.
Yeah.
And then we had a big discussion about like finding your own format and your voice, right? Yeah. Instead of just copying what I do, which won't work for you. You might crush me in something else.
Yeah.
So I would just want to highlight that. You need to find your voice. It's really important to understand what is a voice that's natural, that's authentic, and what's a point of view that that we truly have versus
copies. How do you copies. Do that?
It's about like getting to know yourself. It's about experimenting, probably. Yeah. And I would go with like what is easy. What is easy is usually a really good.
So it's almost like what's the easiest thing to do for you? What's so if the it's easy thing? For you to write, start writing like on paper. Yes. If it's easy for you to talk to somebody or like talk and record yourself. Have someone transcribe it and turn that into content.
Exactly.
It's easy for video, do video. And easy meaning just what comes naturally. What you're not nervous at kind of thing.
What's natural, what you can accomplish like fastest with the least amount of resistance, right? So if you have to write a blog post versus record a video versus record an audio file versus doing an animation thing, what did you gravitate to or what do you get done fastest?
Okay. So you, that's an interesting way to think about it. So I'll throw what I gravitate to.
Yeah.
So, and this took me a while because I would see my co-founder and a lot of other folks blog a lot. People actually think I blog a lot too. And I actually don't blog at all.
Yes.
I'll write a blog post of my own for my own blog maybe once every 3 to 6 months.
Let me say, you're so amazing that everyone thinks you have a blog, although you don't have a blog. I don't know how the fuck you did that. But even I have a hard time reminding myself that you don't have a fucking blog.
Well, I do have a blog, but I don't blog a lot.
You don't blog a lot.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, partly because my businesses are all established through blogging.
Yes.
So what I realize about myself is I'm actually better at finding content than most people.
Yes.
Right? That's something I'm good at.
Yes.
You could give me a topic right now that's obscure and I'll find you the best content within a couple minutes, right?
Yes.
And so the way I do content is I actually share other people's content.
Yeah.
Even when I do presentations, a lot of my content, I try to link to other places that had the idea first. That way I'm not repeating, but then if somebody wants more, they can go there, right? So based on that, I have a newsletter. Then I'm going to have another newsletter at some point soon. And the newsletter just shares links. It shares all the stuff out there. And today there's so much stuff out there. It's really easy for me to find this stuff. And I'm pretty good at gauging quality really fast. So I just wanted to give an example. That's not yours, right?
Yes.
You do it differently.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
And I love it because you are an amazing curator of content.
Yeah.
And I'm on your newsletter. And it's one of the few ones that I open. Because I completely trust your judgment and your content is fucking good.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a beautiful example for like, this is something that most people would not consider
content. Yeah.
Right? Or, I can't just like put together links to great stuff. Like, I need to be an authority myself. Yeah. You can be an authority through being a curator.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Even easier than, but if it's natural to you, that's the right thing. Yeah. I would be a horrible curator.
Yeah.
Like, because I hate doing that. I don't read that many articles and I just have like very few sources that I trust and I don't want to be that source.
And you're most people. So if I can bring you content from sources you don't read, you're happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it works out for me,
works out for everybody.
Yeah.
So I love that. So let's take the next step. So how do we evolve in doing what we're doing today? So it all starts with having content that you can actually reuse and repurpose.
Yeah.
Because that's something most people don't think about a lot.
That's right.
So first, you need to find a way to build a content machine.
Yeah.
Meaning you have a way to produce content in a repeatable fashion.
So that can be a video or videos. That can be blog posts you write.
Yeah.
That can be things you find and curate. Whatever you can have a quantity of that people like.
Yes. Webinars, PDFs.
Yeah. Sure. So any piece of content.
Piece of content.
So would you call that almost like the first touch content you create? So it's like you create one piece in one way.
Yeah.
And that's what first touches. Meaning that's the thing people will see first.
Yes.
Right? Like because you created it first. And it could just be you created it first.
It doesn't the seeing it first doesn't matter.
Okay.
So the way that you need to think about this is that you need to figure out what's your raw material. Right?
Great way. I just wanted to give a name for it. So let's talk. It's called raw material.
Perfect. Raw material, right?
Perfect.
And you need to find a way to produce that raw material
continuously. Okay.
Right. So for us, when we started, I was writing blog posts. Now I love writing. I'm not that good at it. and I'll never be that good at it, but I love the art of writing. I love especially editing, like just redrafting until it's right.
Yeah.
So what would happen is I would have an idea and would start writing a blog post. It would take me for fucking ever. Like it would take me 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get one blog post. Then I started working with Ramin.
Yeah.
Who's doing all our content stuff and works with me. That's the closer and marketing department is basically one guy, Ramin, who's a friend of mine for over 15 years, lives in Bangkok. It's an amazing person. And myself. And I spend maybe 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours a day on content, and he does everything else.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he does a lot for this podcast.
Oh, yes. Too. Yes. Yes. Ramin is amazing.
Yes.
Shout out to you, Ramin. So when he joined, I was like, all right, awesome. Let's make this better. I'll write a first draft that I'm not gonna spend that much time on, send it over to you, you do a second draft, we go back and forth a little bit, and then we publish it. And that increased our speed, but in a very small way. Like,
so you went from 1 to 2 a week, something like that?
No. I would say we went from, it takes me 3 weeks to create a blog post, to it took us 2 weeks to create a blog
post.
Understood. Okay. But we were still, we were